This is Shir number 8 in our Avodas HaBitachon series. These insights expand upon the definition of Bitachon provided by the Chazon Ish in our previous Shir, finding explicit support in the words of Rabbeinu Bechaya in Sefer Kara Kemach, who brings in the name of the Rabbeinu Yoina. The essence of Bitachon B'Hashem Yisbarach is the deep internal knowledge that everything is Bidei Shemayim. Changing destiny. Hashem possesses the ability to alter nature and switch a person's mazel. Even if your current state was designated for a specific tzara, Hashem can change the entire circumstance. There is absolutely nothing stopping Hashem from saving you, even if that salvation appears highly unlikely. Even if the trouble is extremely close and seems imminent, the Yeshua's Hashem can arrive instantly. Hashem has the ability to do anything, and nothing can prevent him from fulfilling his will. Even if a person sees a literal sword pressed against their neck, it is improper to think they will not be saved. This is the example from Iyov. This is rooted in an explicit verse in Iyov. Hein yiktalenu lo yayachel. Though he will slay me, still I will trust in him. I will be looking toward the salvation of Hashem, even in the situation where the tzara is very close to coming upon me like a sword on my neck. This fulfills the pasuk which says, "Bitchu boy bechol eis," trust in him at all times. This means relying on Hashem even when the tzara is very close and likely to strike. Even if you have no idea how you could possibly be saved, you can still rely on Hashem because he has many unforeseen ways to deliver a person. As the Chazon Ish established, current physical circumstances are ultimately irrelevant, even when a bad outcome seems certain. Total surrender, everything is nimsar, given over to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Ikkarim also writes very similar in Maamar Ravi Perik Mem Ches, that when a person finds himself in a situation of many tzarais that are very bad, he should be machzik b'tumasai, holding on to his integrity. One should never lose their Yerushalayim, but should instead strengthen their hope and continue to daven for salvation from Hashem. You should think in your heart and know that there's nothing stopping Hashem from fulfilling what you want and from fulfilling your request. Hashem's rachmanis, mercy, and chesed kindness are limitless. Because he is a Baal Chesed who grants free gifts, a person can be delivered from trouble in a single second. Later on in his words, the Sefer Ikkarim adds on that there's a pasuk in Eicha that says, "Zois oshiv es libi al kein oichel chazdei Hashem ki lo samnu." This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It's Hashem's mercies that we are not consumed. Deep in one's heart, one must know that hope is always available because His kindness never ends. At the intense height of my tzaras, I will recognize that the chesed of Hashem is limitless. His rachmanis is limitless. And therefore, never give up that you could come out of your tzara. The definition of a person's primary bitachin is not being misyayish, despairing or giving up from the tzara, knowing that he's given over in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't give up. The physical circumstance in front of him doesn't make a difference because he's in Hashem's hands. Hashem has the ability to save him with the Midas Arachamim and the Midas Chesed. Very similar to what we've been saying until now, it's explained in the Mefarshim, the commentators, the famous phrase, "Kol man da'avir rachman le'tava avir." Everything the merciful one does is for the good. It's fundamentally included in the trait of Bitachon. The Maral explains in the Sivas Oilam, the Siv Bitachon Amir Reish Lamed Gimel, that when Rabbi Kiva used the phrase, "Kol man da'avir rachman le'tava avir," it was an expression of bitachon. He knew that what was happening was not b'mikre, by chance, but was coming directly from Hashem. Therefore, it was for his ultimate good. And Rabbi Akiva went through worse things than probably any one of us. He has 24,000 students of his died. His flesh was combed by the Romans, but he never questioned. He knew, "Kol man da'avir rachmana l'tav avid." This is also mefarish explicit in the Rabbeinu Yoina on Mishlei Perek Gimel Perek Pasuk Vav. He says that the second Madrega level, or what he calls Inyan Bitachon, is being Moser Nefesh, surrendering the soul over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing that all Ma'aseh Hashem is Baruch Hu, actions of Hashem, is Toivo, is good for you, Kol Da'ovi Rachmana L'Tav Ovid, justifying the judgment. The Menorah Ma'or adds that by relying on Hashem, a person can be Matzdik, justifying the Din, judgment, even during times of poverty or pressure, one remains Sameach, happy with what Hashem provides, knowing that it's for the best. In the next year, we will continue unpacking all this. I'm trying to keep this in the 5-minute-ish time. Thank you. Have a good night.